Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Everyone, I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live the best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the programs and product page and click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. So folks, you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, I have the one and only Rihanna Campbell. How you doing, Rihanna?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on. So, Rihanna, for the folks who may not necessarily know you out there, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I am Rihanna Campbell, and I have a business that I built and sold, and I'm now doing real estate coaching for new entrepreneurs as well as big multi-million dollar businesses. And I've really enjoyed that the last few years, being able to share my knowledge and experience with other people.
That is awesome. And that is so much needed in our society. And real estate is a hot market to be in right now. So
it is. Yeah.
Folks who want to learn about real estate, make sure you reach out to Rihanna. Rihanna, what's the best way to get a hold of you if people want to contact you?
Yeah, so you can email me at rihanna@properplanning.realestate, or you can find me on all the social media platforms. I'm Rihanna M. Campbell. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm also on, I feel like I'm on everything, Twitter.
She's made it very easy for you guys to contact and reach her. So make sure you reach out to her if you're looking for that advice on how to go into real estate and be successful. She sold a company, so she's been there, done it as well. So Rihanna, you know, our show focuses on bringing amazing people like you on and kind of have this kind of walk us through some of the most difficult times of your life or a difficult time in your life, and having our audience kind of learn from your blueprint in terms of what you did to get there. So I'm gonna start with my first question. What's been the biggest obstacle you had to overcome personally or professionally?
Yeah, my biggest obstacle in my life has been getting pregnant, having a baby in high school. That has been one of the biggest challenges that I've had to overcome and learn from. And it's helped to mold and shape who I've become and the person that I became later on in life.
Sure. And, you know, I appreciate you being willing to share that story with us. So, you know, for the folks out there who may be listening, and, you know, I was a teenage father as well, so I can identify with that as well. Talk to us about some of the challenges that a teen faces when they become because again, I was a teenage father and I was away in college at the time. So my son's mother had a different experience with my son than I had. So talk to us about the experiences that the teenage mother has in having a child in high school. What are some of the challenges you had to face?
Yeah, well, the first big one is just how shameful it feels to be pregnant around everyone when they're at, you know, they're exciting places in their life, and especially like senior year, it's so exciting. You're talking about your future and the things that you have coming up after high school, which is for most people, college. You know, people got scholarships to go to play sports at different places. And so when you start talking about your future, it just seems so bright. And as a teen parent or a pregnant parent in high school, what your future looks like, it's so unclear. And I had all of my hopes and dreams that, you know, I had up until then just start to fade away. And so it was really challenging for me to kind of be around my peers at that time. It felt very shameful and very challenging. And, you know, I had different focuses and I had different attentions. And, you know, especially at that point in time, I had to feed my child. So, you know, I did school half day and then worked half day and tried to make ends meet. And that was in itself challenging. So, you know, that's, I think, one of the biggest feelings that I carried for a really long time, even into, you know, future children. I had that shame that I held on to for a really long time. So That's one of the biggest challenges.
And, you know, and kudos to you for being not letting that stop you from going forward and moving forward and achieving your goals and dreams. So what were some of the strategies you used to kind of get beyond that? And not and by no means is having a child, the child itself, an obstacle, but being a teenage mom and then having your baby and facing the obstacles around that. How did you maneuver and move forward to keep going and not just simply give up?
Yeah, so, I think one of the things that's challenging with being a parent is really just trying to figure it out, right? I mean, parenting is so challenging in itself. It's a job, and one of the hardest jobs you'll ever have in your life is being the caregiver of another human being. Absolutely. And so trying to figure that out at the age of 18 was, I mean, that was really hard. And then trying to balance that job with all the things that I wanted to be able to accomplish in my life as I left high school and moved on to other aspects of my life, like trying to go to college and that sort of thing. That was really tough. It was really challenging. And so I felt like I started losing who I was and started setting aside all of my own personal goals to really focus on being a good parent. Mm-hmm. And when I first left high school, you know, I got a scholarship to go to college, and that was great. But maintaining a full-time education and then also trying to maintain a job that could feed my family was, I mean, that was one of the most challenging times, was really trying to figure out how I can balance me as a person and my hopes and dreams and me as a parent in this new role and responsibility that I had to take on.
And that's pretty remarkable. And again, kudos to you, and I salute you for balancing, finding the balance between the both of them. As you were going through this, did you have any guides or mentors, someone there to kind of help shaping you, kind of maneuver in terms of which way to go and what to do?
Yes and no. I was lucky enough to have a lot of support in my family. My mother was a huge help and support to me, especially because I had to work all types of different hours and shifts just to make ends meet or try to make ends meet. My sister also, she had had some experience with being in the childcare industry, so was also really helpful and supportive to me. I feel like everyone had their opinions on what I should and should not be doing, and I wanted to figure out my own path. Sure. I didn't really have anyone in my life who had gone through what I had gone through to help support me through that process. But I had other people who, you know, family members and whatnot, who had an opinion on what I should be doing and what the life I should be creating for myself looked like. And I didn't want that path. I knew that I had something else that I wanted to do, and I had ambitions and goals for myself. And I didn't want to set those aside completely just because now I was a parent. So that was really challenging.
Yeah. And kudos to your family for reaching out and supporting you through that time in your life as well. So as you look back today on your most difficult day as being a teenage parent, what kept you going forward? Because you obviously enrolled in college afterwards, and you kept going, which was amazing. What kept you going?
So funny enough, I mean, I started off going to college, but I had to leave school because I had to make a choice. I knew I had to find some balance, and I wasn't really finding it with going to school full time and working full time as well. So I ended up leaving school and focusing just on working full time and taking care of my family. But I think no matter what, I knew I had to keep pressing forward. And then there was no turning back. I didn't have any option to fail, right? My responsibility to take care of this child was the most important thing on my plate, and I couldn't fail at that. I was determined to be a good parent. I was determined to be a good provider, and I couldn't stop going. I also had things that I knew I wanted to do, and that opportunities would eventually show itself to me, and I'd be able to take advantage of them, but I didn't know exactly what that was going to look like. In the meantime, I just kept pressing forward. And I just kept having to work every day, earn a living, until I got to the point where I knew I wasn't going much further. Right. I think I maxed out on my salary for someone who didn't have a college degree. I knew that I had kind of hit a ceiling and I couldn't maintain beyond that point. But in the meantime, I was just, you know, I was just trying to make it work. And that was really all I could do.
Absolutely. Now, you eventually started up your real estate company. Am I correct, in college?
I did. Well, I started real estate when I was in college. I had the opportunity to do an internship at a mortgage company. So, you know, once I realized I kind of hit that ceiling point in my my career, I knew I needed to go back to school, and I had the opportunity to go back to school and kind of pick up where I left off when I left. Luckily enough, I was able to go back. And after that, I really just tried to figure out my path. And so I did a bunch of internships. I took on a bunch of small roles, small jobs, just to try and figure out what I liked and what I didn't like. And I got an internship at a mortgage company, and I was assisting the loan officers with their loans, doing administrative stuff. But I learned how to do loans from doing that. And so after that, during the summer break, I asked the mortgage broker if I could stay on and maybe possibly do some loans of my own. And he let me stay. So that was the beginning of my real estate career. And of course, at that time, it was the height of the subprime market. That was before the crash. That was, you know, 2004, 2005, when, I mean, you literally just had to breathe and have a social security number and you could get a mortgage.
Absolutely.
So it was so much fun being a college student, making so much money doing mortgage loans. I mean, it was amazing. I couldn't believe I was making so much money just on one loan alone. So right. I knew there was something there and I had to dig a little deeper.
Wow, that's amazing. And like I said, the real estate market is a great market to be in. You know, as you look back on your journey today and look back to where you came from, how would you say this whole ordeal, being a teenage mother and having to endure and overcome, stop going to school, find a career, make your child number one priority, how did that all shape you as a person?
I knew that I wanted to be a good parent. And I didn't have an example necessarily of the type of parent that I wanted to be. Sure. I love my parents and I think they did the best that they could do, but I knew that I wanted to be a different type of parent. And I was determined to try to figure out what that looked like. In the meantime, I was grinding, right? I mean, when I was on the grind, I had to figure out how to live a better life. And you know, when I first got out of high school, I went and I was living on my own and, you know, having to pay rent and utility bills and, you know, then feed your family. I mean, you know, my budget was scarce. Yeah. It was really challenging. But one of the things I figured out was I love spreadsheets, because I kept my budget on a spreadsheet because I had to know exactly where every single penny was going every single month. I needed to know I was paying my bills. I needed to know I was feeding my child. I needed to know everything. I needed to stay on a very strict budget. So being on the grind taught me a lot about work ethic, taught me a lot about managing my finances. It just taught me how to get it all done. And it was hard and it was very challenging. But I did it and I made it through, and I could look back and kind of say now that I was such a strong person, even at a very young age. I had something burning inside of me that just forced me to just keep moving forward no matter how challenging it was. So that definitely shaped who I became later on.
Awesome. I know your kids are very proud of you in the journey that you've been on as well. You know, so as you look back from your journey from becoming a parent to where you are now, would you do anything differently?
No, I can't say I would. I can't say I would. Everything played a part in who I became. Every mistake I made was a lesson that I had to learn.
Absolutely.
I think I took something away from everything, even though it was, I mean, not ideal, clearly, clearly not the best situation. But the lessons that I learned in life is stuff that I teach on. You know, when I'm working with my clients and I'm working with people, I can relate to them because I was there. I did all of that. I struggled through it. You know, I came from being dead broke. And, you know, when you're in high school, you're barely making minimum wage. And so I came from a place of complete poverty and was able to build a multi-million dollar business. I mean, that's an amazing feat. And, you know, I'm not, you know, the person with the silver spoon on their mouth. I was the person that had to grind my way up. And so when I see people who are in the starting place of where I was, you know, I can encourage them and say, you can do this because I did it. There's no reason why you can't do it. There's no reason why you can't accomplish everything that you want in life. You just have to have a vision and you have to hold on to it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110%. And I think your sentiments that you wouldn't change anything are the sentiments that nearly every guest has been on my show have said. And I agree with you 110%. So Rihanna, you know, we're coming off a year where it's been pretty tough for a lot of folks out there. They've lost loved ones, lost finances, lost, you know, lost a lot of, you know, material possessions, even lost hope in many situations. For those folks out there who are looking for a reason to be optimistic about 2021 and beyond, what words of encouragement can you give those folks? Let them know that a brighter day is going to come.
Yeah, everything changes, right? Everything changes all the time. One thing I've seen in my own life are, you know, I've seen really hard times and I've seen really amazing times. And the wins make it worth it.
Yeah.
You know, as many times as I've struggled and as hard as it is to get to the place where you even have just one win, it's worth it. Going through college, like that took me, instead of, you know, the normal 4 years, I think it took me six. It took me 6 years, but then I graduated. That one day of celebrating that win, of getting to that point where I was finished, was worth the 6 years of putting in the work and the grind and the agony of trying to get there. You know, you just have to keep moving. You have to keep going. And, you know, sometimes I tell people building a business is like running a marathon sometimes, right? It feels daunting. It feels impossible. It feels so hard to accomplish. And if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you'll eventually get to the finish line. No one says you have to be an A student to get a degree, right? You don't have to be top of the class. You just have to finish. Yes. And that's all that matters. And so you just kind of keep having to push forward and eventually you'll get to a place where you get to that end goal and it's going to be worth it.
Wow. Very well said, Rihanna Campbell. I can't thank you enough for telling your story and being transparent about it. I think the advice you gave to a lot of our folks out there is going to be very helpful as well. I love hearing stories of overcomers like yourself. And for those folks out there who want to reach out to you to get more information, whether it be as a speaker or real estate, what's the best way to get a hold of you again?
Yeah, so you can email me. My name is Rihanna, so Rihanna@properplanning.realestate. And that's, you can just email me directly and I'm pretty responsive. And, or you can look me up on all the Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, I'm on there. You can send me a DM as well and connect with me that way.
Awesome. So folks, be sure to reach out to her and utilize her service as well. So Rihanna, we talked about some tough stuff. You ready to have a little fun now?
Oh, of course.
All right. This portion of my show is called a rapid fire purpose questions. I'm going to ask you some questions around purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on any of the questions. I just want you to give me and the audience your most concise answer. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, Rihanna, tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
Oh my goodness. I actually, I mean, in building my business, I knew I had an entrepreneurial spirit and I knew that I had something that I was trying to create. And I just did it every day. I didn't really have a clear roadmap of where I was going. I just held that vision in my mind of what I was trying to do. Yes. And every day I just kept going. And it started off not making any money at all. And eventually I started making money. And you know, the small wins, I think, matter a lot more than the bigger wins. And so I tried to celebrate along that journey. But you know, before you know it, 10 years goes by and you've built something really amazing. So holding on to that vision for me was so key.
Awesome. Thank you. What gives your life meaning?
My kids. Yes. I realized that I want to be the best version of myself so that I can exemplify what they should be working towards. They motivate me to be that best person. And I strive towards that. And I did before, but I definitely do more so now because I want them to look at me and know that they can be better than me. But yeah, they have to see what my best self is and use that as a stepping stone to the best self that they can be.
Very well said. I love it. What one word best describes you?
Oh, perseverance. I would say I have persevered through so much. So that word, I think, is the epitome of what my life has been.
Absolutely. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I liked puzzles and games and problem solving. I feel like I always loved trying to figure things out, trying to figure out how things worked. I liked trying to take things apart and put it back together again, although I did that badly sometimes. But yeah, I loved doing that kind of stuff.
I love it. What do you wish you had more time to do?
I'd say vacation. I want to get to a point where my life is a constant vacation.
I love it.
You know, that's exactly what I'm working towards.
Great goal to have. What does your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Inventing. Yeah. I'd say I had this mind to invent things. Even at 15, I just thought I could create something that would make life easier. So if I were going to picture anything, I think I would be picturing myself inventing things.
Awesome. Well, you're doing that with lives you're impacting now.
Yeah.
Who inspires you the most?
Who inspires me the most? Oh, that is a tough question. I would have to say my mother. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's so loving, it's to her own detriment.
Yes.
But she just has the biggest heart that I've ever seen in a person. Wow. She just wants to do things for everyone in her life, all the people that she loves. And, you know, she sacrifices her own well-being sometimes for the people that she cares about. That's wow. Incredibly inspiring for me.
Great mom, great role model. I love it.
Yeah.
What's something about yourself we might be surprised to learn about you?
Something surprising. I feel like I'm boring. If I had it my way, I'd be chilling all day long. I mean, when you see me grinding, but I would rather be relaxed, sitting on a sofa, watching the same movies over and over again. That would be my ideal life. I am totally boring.
That's your best life. I love it. I love it. What is on your bucket list to do within the next year?
In the next year, oh my gosh. My hope, what I'm trying to do, and this is a big goal, so I don't know if it's going to happen in the next year like I really want it to, but it's on my goal for, it's one of my goals for the next year. I want to world school my children. I want to take them across the world and I want to teach them everything that they're not going to see in a book.
Yeah.
I want them to experience what life is like in different countries.
Yes.
I want them to be so engrossed and ingrained in the culture and really have a completely different perspective than the small little box that we live in right now. So that's why I'm building my business. I'm building my business so that I can afford to take my kids into a different type of life.
I love
and
it.
I gave myself a very short timeline for that. So
I get it done. I get it done. Yes. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
That I gave them the building blocks to create the life that they want. Hmm. Yeah.
I love it. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
I'd have to say, I want to be able to change people's mindset. If I had any type of superpower, it would be to look at someone, tell them about themselves, and really have them believe it. I think one of the biggest challenges that I've come across is telling people that they have these huge possibilities in front of them and they can't see it for themselves, but so many people can't believe it.
Yeah.
And if I could change that mindset and just shift it for them, that would change so many people's lives.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great superpower to have, absolutely. What sparks your creativity?
Silence.
Good.
So I try to have some time carved out every morning just to be silent, and everything flows in that silence. So yeah.
Love it. Great response. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Oh my goodness. I'm not very political, but I would say one of the biggest challenges that I've seen is having some healthcare that matters. I can't see why that problem hasn't been solved the way that it really needs to.
Sure.
And it just seems like other countries have done it better and we can't seem to wrap our brain around not making it so, not making it as difficult as it has been. So I'd love to see everybody get the healthcare that they deserve without having to pay an arm and a leg. That's crazy to me.
A lot of votes out there for that one. I love it.
I bet.
If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
So I think the people that inspire me the most have mastered the art of inner light and glow and aura. There's something spiritual, even maybe if like a monk or someone who has just figured out how to master inner peace.
Sure.
If I could follow someone around, it would be someone who's mastered inner peace. I think that's something that would really help me in all the things that I want to be able to do.
Awesome. I love it. What's been the one thing you've never been afraid to do?
Try. I don't know if that's a good answer, but
great answer. Yeah, that's a great
answer. I'm always willing to try. Yeah. Even when it's scary, I do it when I'm scared and it's hard. I mean, not to say that it's not hard. It is definitely hard. But I've never been, I've felt like I've had to always do something. So I always had to try.
I love it. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
I would say graduating from high school. I didn't know if I would get it done.
Yeah.
I felt like I kind of did know. Yeah. But having that confirmation that, you know, with my diploma, I think probably was the highlight of my childhood, for sure.
Awesome. I love it. What does success look like for you?
Success for me is built again around my kids. If I can expose them to the world the way that I want to, then my life would have been successful.
Awesome. What are you most grateful for?
The support in my life. Oh my gosh, I would not be able to accomplish anything without having the amazing support network that I have right now. My mother lives literally 5 minutes away. My sister has been home during this quarantine for me for this last year, which has been amazing. I have an au pair that lives with me, who takes care of my kids and loves them. That is amazing. I just have so many people who support so many different aspects of my life. And I don't think I could keep going if I didn't have all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's so much that I need to be able to do in order to build this big vision for myself. And I can't do that without the support that I have.
Absolutely. That is critical. What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
The biggest lesson is that you can't let fear stop you from doing anything. Fear is something that's kind of just in your head, yeah, and has no business being there, but it's there.
Sure.
And so you can't prevent yourself from doing the things that you want to do because that fear is there.
Absolutely.
And I've seen fear really terrorize people, and it has hindered my own ability to grow because of it. And then once I did it anyway and got past it, I looked back and I was just like, why was I scared? Right. Why was I scared of that?
Yeah, no need to, right? Yeah.
No need.
And last but not least, Brianna, how do you want to be remembered in history?
I want to be remembered as a person who exemplified possibility, opportunity. I want to be remembered for the person who tried to help others and brought other people on my journey. That would be amazing for me.
Yes, great answer. Rihanna Campbell, you survived. Give yourself a round of applause.
Awesome.
Great job, great answers. And I really appreciate you sharing and being transparent about your experience in life as well. So last thing, Rihanna. So the focus of our show focuses on two things: purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resiliency?
I truly believe that we all have a gift to share with the world. I think that we can help each other. And I feel like we're all connected in a very special and very unique way. And that gift comes with a vision of how we're going to do it. And that vision is bigger than we can even imagine. Yes. And that can be super scary. Yes. But resiliency comes from falling down and getting back up again.
Yes.
And failing over and over and over until we get there. Yes. And we have to be willing to fail, and we have to be willing to heal from those failures, and we have to be willing to heal from the mistakes we've made in our lives at any point in time, whether it be our childhood, whether it be our adulthood. And we have to keep going, because there are so many people in this world that could benefit from that gift. And it's our responsibility to be able to share it.
Yes. Rihanna, very well said. I think your words are going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there. I really thank you for coming on the show. I can't appreciate you enough. Folks out there, if you are someone who is an overcomer, we want to hear from you. Please go to tiawatson.com, share your story, subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories, download this episode, rate it, share with your folks on social media. Once again, Rihanna Campbell, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your story. Everyone else out there, thank you guys very much. God bless everyone else out there. Peace.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.